Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Chris Porter later on. Pity will be here.
Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook, the broadcast, and the podcast. Podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And there is a crab eating macaque.
You should get that checked. Or stop it.
That's a pretty big crab.
It is.
Nah, not really. Have you seen his favorite monkey? See, I almost slipped up. I could have said that.
Born on this date, however, dead now.
Yeah.
Inventor Samuel Colt.
The Colt 45, right?
Yes,
the alcohol?
Other firearms.
The alcohol?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The malt liquor.
You invented the malt liquor. And they named a gun after that later on after that.
Right.
It was the malt liquor first, I believe.
It was.
All right.
The Miami Herald is reporting on, perhaps you've seen the ads. We've actually talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you've seen the ads. Bored housewives want you.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen those ads.
Yeah,
on the,
they're usually in my neighborhood, too. But I walk through my neighborhood a lot anymore now. It's my
near stuff. You.
And I haven't seen one look out the window with their huge MILF breasts saying, come on in.
Yeah, they're just wandering around with signs.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what happened, but I didn't get my pop-up ad this morning. When I sign onto my computer, there's always a MILF or some young girl who's a little hookup blew them off. Or blew her off the night before.
Yeah.
So, and I noticed her. Apparently, I'm close to a lot of these.
Yeah, of course they are. They're right around the corner. They're in your neighborhood.
Right. Well, in South Miami-Dade, some guys would see an ad like this, and they would respond. And so they would go to this house, and, you know, they wanted to knock some out with a bored housewife.
Well, they actually showed the address.
Well, these people said, yeah, sure, I'd like to knock some out with a bored housewife. Yeah. So, you know, they...
I'll go the online address. Got it.
Okay. They gave them a place to go?
Yeah.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know how that
worked.
I
never clicked on that because I figured my wife wouldn't likewise click on
was under the
who
impression
the bored housewife is.
All that did was direct you to some website to get you to sign up.
It should be the new Pina Colada.
Well, eventually you can find someone...
Somebody should make a new version of the Pina Colada song and say, oh, it's you. Like, you... Bored housewife ends up being you go to your own house and you look in the living room, oh, it's you.
Well, this
you
is
fall
a,
in love again.
This is not a good bored housewife story.
Got it.
And that would rekindle the relationship.
Yes. That movie was that song was always about a guy, both of them wanting to cheat on each other.
Yeah.
They find out they're both, oh, it's you.
Oh. You would be the perfect person to cheat with.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
how
is
compatible.
The bored housewife says
that
she lives right inside the house. And the wife looks at you, sorry. Oh, I love you all
right
over again.
There's a bored housewife who's just upstairs.
Cutting herself.
Yeah.
We're not laughing at people that cut themselves. We kind of are, actually.
But we're laughing at all the bored housewives who are just upstairs.
Yeah, that's right, upstairs. Cursing your lazy ass out.
So, and then, these guys thought they were going to go to this house and knock some out with a bored housewife.
Right. Good for them.
Once there, the men agreed to be blindfolded.
Oh.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Probably. And for sex acts to be performed on them.
All right.
What they did not know.
So far, so good.
Well, yeah, what they did not know is that the supposed housewife.
I need to see it, though. I'm a visual, too. If I'm getting laid, I want to see it. Don't you, Craig?
Yeah, I don't agree to the blindfolding. But I'm sure if you want to get laid, they just agreed to the blindfolding.
Yeah, you'd always peek down below those things. You know, they never work.
Yeah, but by then it's too late.
All right. Unless they duct tape your face and you're in trouble.
What the victims did not know, according to federal agents, is that the supposed housewife was a cross-dressing 33-year-old man named Brian.
Of course it was.
And
was Brian hot?
And he was uploading the videos to a porn website and charging viewers to watch them.
So Brian would take care of them with his pretty mouth, I guess, right?
I don't know how.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
If you say so.
Because if he's a cross-dresser, if the guy starts having sex with him in a real sex way, he would know there's a penis there. Puss will tell you that. It had to be, Craig, it had to be oral, and the guy would think, well, it's just a hot chick that blindfolded me and it's doing this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, hey, what's the problem? You're still getting some.
Well, because he's uploading the videos porn website and charging users to watch them. Federal agents charged Brian with 5 charges related to the operation of Straight Boys, with a Z, which promised gay men videos of real straight men being conned into accepting sex acts, all while blindfolded or wearing blacked-out goggles.
Well, that is sexual trickery.
It is. Investigators believe that Brian ran the site for at least 4 years. It featured at least 600 videos. The website is no longer in operation, but you can still find many of the videos on other adult websites. Agents are trying to figure out how many of the people may be victims, never knowing their rendezvous were being recorded and uploaded to the interwebs.
I just want to know what Brian looked like. Because Brian opens the door, and he's probably in makeup and a dress and pretty decent-looking chick, right?
Does he have a last name, Craig? Yeah.
See, but that's not the kind of website where your friends are going to bust you.
Danu Mostier.
If your friend busts you, what's he looking at that for, right?
Then the question would be, what are you watching Brian's website for?
Is that spelled the accepted way, Craig?
You freak.
Mostier, yeah.
No, Danu Mostier.
Once again, the video, Brian had to be a decent-looking chick when he's dressed up. Really? Really, because if they're opening the door and you think it's some girl's going to have fun with you, you get a blindfold first.
Well, we don't know who was answering the door.
Yeah. Well,
that could have been anyone.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of that dude?
I don't remember.
Why do we want to see the dude? I really want to see the dude.
Yeah. I understand.
Just because we're curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think he has to be that good-looking.
No, he doesn't, I'm thinking a lot of guys are going to say, I don't want that from a dude. So if the guy's dressed like a girl, you think it's just a girl, and it happens.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, your own video.
But he doesn't have to be an attractive
No,
girl.
Not at all.
He could be a 5, and
yeah.
If they think they're getting laid.
Yeah, you're still getting, you're not getting laid, Todd. I'm sure it's got to be performing.
I would think so.
Like you said, you can't really hide the junk.
He's
a cross-dresser. He's not a transsexual that had the operation.
That is right.
Two different things.
Well, he could
cross-dresser. He has a penis and balls,
duct tape and Merkin.
But even then, where you're having sex with them physically, you're going to feel all that.
Check your inbox there, Puss, if you would.
Yes, check that, and check your outbox too.
Well, no, that's what we do. In through the outdoor
picture of
and whatnot. No, it's a picture of him.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I want to know.
And he is not dressed up.
Oh, so it's just
it's just him.
A mugshot?
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
No, we have no pictures of him dressed up.
I haven't seen any.
And this is going to ruin that MILF in your neighborhood site.
We're being correct here in calling he a him.
Yes.
He's a cross-dressing dude.
Yes, because he's a cross-dresser.
Cross-dressing dude.
And there may be pictures of him.
With a little bit
of makeup on or something. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe Puss can help figure that
out. Oh, yeah. He can dig into that.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. So what's your assessment of Brian?
I I'd be happy the blindfold was on.
So you haven't seen Brian as a chick, right?
No, that's
no,
true.
I haven't.
Imagine
that's
Brian.
True.
To be fair,
is Brian a big fat guy? Like,
no.
So we don't know. Makeup and a wig and
Some hair.
Shave your knuckles. Because you're going to feel that.
Right. Trimmed eyebrows. Trimmed nose hairs.
No whiskers. That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, clean
you're
shaven.
Feel that he all. Is clean shaven.
Right. So nobody was killed. Nobody's murdered. It's the video that got the guy in trouble, right?
Well, you know, if that's
you. Show up if you show up at a house to get some, that might be prostitution involved in kind of that way. But if no money's changing hands, right? So he's making his money off the website. So the initial act of knocking on somebody's door and then blindfolding you and having sex with you, that all that is legal.
Well, there if is you know, the trickery.
Yeah, but
because if you think it's one person and it's another,
right.
That's trickery.
Okay.
You know, you can't send the twin
Hi.
In.
Yeah. Just that Hi. Act in and of itself is trickery.
Right.
Even a guy dressed in, fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there were dudes going back to Brian's door a week later. Yeah, he might be a dude, but I don't care.
That stuck to the tape.
Thank you. So, agents believe that Brian posed as a real heterosexual female and posted ads on Craigslist seeking flings at her house near the Homestead Reserve Air Base. When the men asked for assurances that there are no cameras, he assured them that she is married to someone in the Army and she would never photograph or video them. So they would say, okay, fine.
It's all
in actuality, Brian is video and audio taping the entire sexual encounter.
Brian lies.
So, Tom.
As if Tom shows up.
Yeah.
So, Tiger.
Tiger wouldn't have to. He could find his own ladies. But that's how Brian sounds right there, probably like Petey. That kind of voice. Well, what's up? How you doing? Thought you were a chick. Yeah, I got a low voice. Yeah. Hi.
I'm an Alto. And that's not some kind of sexual thing.
No. Oh, that's too bad.
Right, that's has to do with your vocal range.
Oh, I thought that meant bottom.
No.
Well, I am a power bottom.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I don't think Alto means bottom, but it could be.
Power bottom.
I wasn't ever a big chorus guy. You guys are in the chorus. So does Alto mean bottom, puss?
Well, see, apparently I wasn't either, because I don't think it does mean that.
I like it now. It does now.
No,
it does
Alto
now. I'm an Alto.
Right.
What's that mean, bottom?
It's about the lowest.
I know what it means.
Chick boys.
Yeah.
There's Altos and Sopranos.
Sopranos, right.
And Craig has a booming baritone.
He's a baritone.
He's a baritone.
Which is really bottom. That's below the bottom.
There's bass.
Mama Sing Bass. Papa Sing Bass.
Yeah, which would be like...
Mama Sing Tenor and a little boy just joining.
Barry White was probably a bass.
I love Barry White.
Everybody loves Barry White.
I don't want to see no panties.
Yeah, I don't want to know you if you don't like Barry White.
Hey, Brian, I don't want to see no panties. That's what Barry White would say if Barry White showed up at that guy's house.
Right. Take off that cross dress, my dear.
So when you are looking for a bored housewife and you go over there.
It's called a dress, Todd, not a cross dress.
And you go over there. Don't get blindfolded unless you want to.
Check her out.
Let this be a word of warning.
Do a full on Crocodile Dundee and just grab it. Check the package. Okay, Brian, you're clean. Let's go.
That stuck to the tape, too.
We'll ask for that call, but we won't get it if anyone's been duped like that.
Oh.
Because I think most of those ads you see.
Duped the second time. Yeah. Oh, I thought I came back to make sure. Brian, thanks again, but you're a dude. See you Thursday.
Well, our buddy Greg Warren made out with a tranny.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but that was in a bar. They met face to face.
And she was hot.
They locked eyes.
She was hot.
There was a connection.
That's what he says.
She was hot. No,
we
saw photos of her.
Oh, we did see
her.
She had a book out. She had a book out. Yeah, she's a good looking lady.
I'm curious where they caught this ad.
Because, Craigslist.
Right. Oh, okay. Craigslist. Yeah. Because, you know, the porn ones.
Or just on your own.
I was under the impression they just directed you to Adult Friend Finder or something.
It has
like
to. I never clicked on that. Don't want that on my history.
Right. They make you sign up.
You clicked
this was Craigslist. Just come on over. Bored housewife here.
I thought Craigslist cut that out, too. Like, back page. I thought you couldn't find casual encounters.
Well, bored housewife is not paid, apparently.
Yeah, that's just come on over.
They're just lonely and horny.
And that's fine.
In the morning.
That's fine. I mean, geez, you can have personals anywhere.
Right, exactly.
But I thought I read somewhere that they stopped that,
too. That's not hookers, though.
Right.
This is bored housewife. They didn't say pay for play. This is basically show up and Brian, who's dressed like a chick, will take care of you.
Yeah, but everything. I thought all that meetup, men for women, casual, I thought it was all gone because it
was. Can you just date?
There was too much.
It's still dating.
Rapey stuff going on.
Well, human trafficking, I believe, is what a lot of what they're concerned with.
Yeah, I think that was a concern, too.
But been going on for some time.
Yeah.
So maybe this was going on, or they got busted in a time before all this. You know, they shut a lot of it down.
Wasn't there a Craigslist killer?
Yeah, there's a
out
movie.
There for a period of time.
Yeah, it was. I saw that.
I thought they shut it down after that.
Yeah. That guy was trying to find hookers and killed him. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, one other. As I look at this article again. I see that the website that Brian ran for at least 4 years featured at least 600 videos. So I'm wondering if he did this 600 times.
Or maybe there were some worth repeating.
Or other people uploaded some as well.
Yeah. But otherwise, that's
600 videos like that.
125 dudes a year on average.
that stuck to the tape too, right? I want that because we were all completely quiet all around Todd just saying.
There seemed to be a little jealousy in your voice there, Todd.
On average.
Probably licked my fanny. Yeah, you should start wrapping your brain around that too. There is no way any of that is happening.
There you go. There's Brian.
Well, you'll be stunned to know that an initiative aimed at dividing California into three states will not appear on the November ballot.
I just move on, exactly.
They figured there's no way. Constitution, revision, approval, validity, blah, 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 yackety schmackety. No!
There's a bunch of groups are starting to sign on to trying to get Puerto Rico statehood, which will never happen as long as old white guys are in charge, and that's they're always going to be.
That's not
going to
happen.
But that's not going to happen, and that should be a state. There's no reason Puerto Rico shouldn't be a state, except that it would vote one way usually. And a bunch of brown people
have to redesign the flag.
That would part of it. Yeah, you can't do that.
We just don't want that hassle.
We've done that since 48 or 52 with Hawaii, I believe.
59.
Same thing.
Now that wouldn't even happen now. Hawaii wouldn't get it now.
No, probably not.
Because it'd be two Democratic senators, you know. Can't have that.
And there's a lot of people of color.
Yeah, that's it.
Hawaii,
that's the main reason, yeah. Look at them. Living in paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little hurricane-y here and there.
Not Hawaii.
No.
Not Hawaii.
No, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico does. Yeah.
Puerto Rico does.
Yeah. Hawaii is the paradise I was talking about.
It only gets hurricane-y in Hawaii.
When Todd's there.
The one time I visit.
And one area is a little lava-y, but you just don't live there. You're fine.
Right.
It's still nice in a lot of other places in Hawaii.
Yeah, but the one time Todd was there, right?
Tyler, Netflix is going to stream Bruce Springsteen's final Broadway show.
Can't wait. Oh, that's the one they're showing. The actual live. They're going to show that live that night? And they're going to keep that on there?
Really? I must have read that wrong. I thought they were showing a show. I didn't know it was going to be live.
This says final Broadway show.
So that's the one they're waiting for. That's probably the reason they waited that we were talking about this off the air. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go see that.
Well, it's going to be streaming December 15th. It's the last scheduled performance.
I should have just made it a deal to try to do that, but you know we don't live close to New York City, and I can fly there, but tickets are expensive, but that's something I would take a loan out for. I wish I could have seen that.
That's one of those experience things we were talking about yesterday.
But here's the deal with this: I'm so spoiled when I do concerts. All of us are spoiled when it comes to concerts. I don't even want to sit in the back row at that thing because, and you said it's only about 3,000 seats,
it's 900.
Right, but even then, I want to be close, and that's really expensive.
$1,500, $2,000.
That's
a seat.
Yeah. That's face value.
Yeah, that face.
I'm talking, but I would never. I couldn't get face value. Yeah. I'd have to go through the secondary market.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, technically I could. You're right.
Technically, you could.
Yeah, face value was between $300 and $1,500 on those tickets.
I should have went. I really should.
No,
went,
when I went to that sold out. Greta Van Fleet show in Minneapolis.
Yeah, but that's just.
I was dreading.
I like that band.
Having to stand on the floor.
I know.
But it turns out
we're kind of spoiled when it comes to
$25. You can go upstairs, and when you go upstairs, there's a lot of guys who buy. You know,
they see the knee sleeves. They come on in.
Right.
He can't stand the whole show.
Yeah. Well, they buy. You know, they have six friends, and they buy a suite that can seat 12 people. So,
but once again, the reason I want to sit close is I want to see the show up close.
Right, and they're kind Viking fans up there, and they invite you into their suite.
Hey, the Vikings won an ESPY last night for the best play,
best moment.
Yeah.
Oh, was it the Stephon Diggs catch?
Yeah. And went on to win the Super Bowl.
No.
Oh, they didn't.
No,
that game was on last night.
They played the next game, and they scored on the first drive, and that was pretty much the season. That was the season for their offense.
Sorry about that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.